This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay. Today we have Ai Sunaga, who has served Nobu restaurants for over 10 years. We follow her journey in working for celebrity chef Nobu Matsuhisa and a Michelin star restaurant that has expanded to 30 outlets across 5 continents. Today we'll be talking about the challenges in setting up Nobu in Kuala Lumpur and how they managed to uphold Nobu's brand. So let's hear it from Ai.
My name is Ai. Ai Sunaga, currently general manager at Nobu Kuala Lumpur. And previously, I've worked for Nobu London. That's where my Nobu career started. And I worked for Nobu Melbourne. And I also did a pop-up Nobu Bodrum in Turkey. And since 2014, October, in Kuala Lumpur.
Tell me more about the pop-up restaurant. It sounds interesting.
Nobu restaurant has permanent locations all over the world, over 30 locations right now. But also, time to time, by seasons, Nobu opens maybe 3 months there, 2 months there. Bodrum in particular was a seasonal. In summer, Turkey is very busy with the European tourists. The other places like tennis, for example, there are certain locations you do 3 months or even to 3 weeks or so. That's open time to time.
You've worked previously for London and Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the differences in the market and your experiences working in different countries.
When it comes to restaurants, it is a massive market like New York. And many of the high-end restaurants, there are lots of competitions. People are into good food. People are into high-end restaurants. When it's a busy time, there are over 500 customers accommodated in Nobu London. So there are big turnover. We use one table for twice, if not three times. That was how crazy it is. And you look at them, you know, customers or celebrities, sport players, wealthy people, you just name it, they're all there. So very interesting and lots of fun I had.
And compare it to Melbourne?
Melbourne, when I went there, it was still new. It was first Nobu restaurant in Australia. Being inside of Crown Casino, it's in a hotel, but it's an entertainment complex. So lots of shops, designer shops and restaurants. It was a little bit different from London in terms of a number of the customers. The best part of Australia was the customers and the staff. They're all happy. They're all open. They like food. They like drink. You know, they just appreciate everything that we had. So I had a good time there too.
Less people complaining, maybe.
Actually, true. Lot less.
And now in Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur, it's very different. Myself, being a Japanese, in a way it's interesting because this is my first Nobu working in Asia, right? I'm Asian also. So they like a formal service, formality, rather than Australian style, open. Lots of customers here are very well familiar with the Japanese cuisine already. So they sometimes seek for traditional side of Japanese cuisine. But they do now appreciate, they know how to appreciate this. Nobu is slightly different. So this is something new. It's good that they are familiar with a lot, you know, Japanese cuisine already.
A lot of restaurants that we've interviewed before said that they faced staff issues, and I'm sure you faced that as well.
Yes.
And walk us through the process on how you deal with this. What do you do to keep your staff, or what do you do just to make them representing the Nobu brand?
When we first opened, it was very difficult to staff, good staff here, not like London, not like Australia. But before Nobu opened, we had task forces come from overseas. They are all Nobu trainers. So they come here and give a training, 3 month training to front of the house and the kitchen staff. Then the training still continues. We do twice a week training still today.
Wow.
So even if we have new staff coming, we keep going on this training. Even the old staff who had trained before, they come back to the training, refresher course in a way. So eventually those staff who are there from the beginning, they're going to be our trainers. It's like giving birth, you know, we pass this training to the next generation, and we'll never stop the training. So that's one of the reasons we keep our standard.
knowing you've worked in London, Melbourne, now KL, but then Nobu as a whole is available across 5 continents with 30 outlets. What else do you do to maintain the Nobu's brand, right? Because you can train them.
It's not just, you know, me. You know, Nobu, fortunately, that we... Our key managers and chefs are from overseas Nobu. So like myself, from worked in Nobu London and Nobu Melbourne, there are other 3 managers. 2 come from New York. There's 1 from Dubai. The executive chef, he's Malaysian from Ipoh, but he worked in Nobu Barclay in London for 10 years. Sushi chef Take-san, he also worked in other Nobu restaurants also. So by having a key people in the restaurant permanently, that's how we never forget our spirits. Even though we come from different locations, like we are talking the same language.
Yeah.
And that display, you know, great passion to our staff too.
And now that you have the training part set, which means that your staff will have of a certain quality, but now how do you keep them? How do you make them stay?
Nobu has very interesting spirits everywhere you work. Like Nobu-san himself say, this is my family. Nobu is my family. He said it's in London, he said in Melbourne, he said in America, he said everywhere he goes. So we believe that, you know, Nobu-san's like a father. And we believe that by looking after, taking care of our staff, they feel this is a part of family. And we spend lots of time together outside of work also. We go out, we have fun, we have a staff party, we eat out after work. They just feel comfortable being with, you know, being at Nobu.
Have you met Nobu-san?
Yeah. When I was in London, he made occasional trips because at that time Nobu was not as many as, you know, nowadays. But everywhere I work, he always comes. And not just he comes, when he comes, he actually work. He goes behind the kitchen and he gives trainings and he gives inspiration to his chefs. He comes in front of the house. He says hi to his customers. And, you know, we look at him. He never changes. And that's how why I guess we still follow him.
Let's talk about how different markets are, you know, compared to across 5 continents. How did you decide to open, say, in Malaysia, being the first country in the Southeast Asia region?
Right. Nobu don't just decide, okay, let's open it there. We need, they work with the Nobu Corporate to work with the local partners, and they have to have a great trust between each other. So, for example, particularly in this location, we have 3 business partners here. One is Mr. B.S. Ong. One is Tan Sri Saidusov. He brought some restaurants already here, and he has lots of business here too. And also the Royal Highness, the Sultan of Selangor. Mr. Ong, he owns 2 London restaurants already. One's opened from 97, and the other one, Nobu Barclay, opened for 10 years already. So Nobu and Mr. Ong has already a great trust between, you know, relationship between. And being here in Malaysia, they wanted to open Nobu restaurant near Petronas building, Sky High. So Tan Sri Saidusov and B.S. Song has proposed Nobu, let's open it here. And Nobu partners, they come over here to look at the market, look at the place, look at the locations, and finally agree to open it here together.
And I understand that expanding businesses usually is not easy. It requires a team, right? And to replicate that, like, for example, Nobu, and it all has to look the same. It all has to have the same consistency.
Yes.
So how do you do that? Because I felt like a lot of businesses are struggling, you know, if they have 3 or more outlets. So how did Nobu do it?
Like I mentioned, we are, you know, fortunate that we have key people from Nobu, other Nobu outlets. So, you know, front of the house, we have managers that who gained a Nobu standard already. So we'll keep doing the same thing here. Mm-hmm. And kitchen side, food-wise, most of the dishes, signature dishes Nobu, they use the same recipe from across the Nobu restaurant. So, you know, idea is this, like, customer goes to Nobu New York, who probably make a trip to Kuala Lumpur. They come here, oh, I want to eat the same dish. I want to eat the black cod. They come here to Nobu, they eat, still taste the same.
How do you do that? How do you, because ingredients would be different from different parts of the world. That's right, up next with Ai Sunaga, General Manager at Nobu Kuala Lumpur. This is Resource Center, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're tuned in to Resource Center. Today we have Ai Sunaga, General Manager at Nobu Kuala Lumpur. And we're just talking about Nobu, with 30 outlets across five continents, managed to maintain the consistency of their food, where their signature black cod would taste the same in New York and Kuala Lumpur. So what's the secret sauce?
We four key dishes use the same ingredients.
So it's imported?
Some of them. Okay. Most of them are imported.
Right.
Menus, recipes, exactly the same as other Nobu restaurants. However, we have the local ingredients also, like, for example, Malaysia have great seafood, shrimp. Nobu-san actively like to promote local products also. So there are some special dishes that is only special to each location. For example, the Kuala Lumpur, they have a great jumbo tiger shrimp, or the vegetable from Ipoh or Cameron Highland. You know, we like the vegetables here. And so chefs go out to Kuala Selangor, for example, to meet the fishermen, look at the fish, which is a great for sashimi, great. And then they bring some fish from there too. So, yes, when it comes to signature dishes, we use same recipe.
What are some of those signature dishes?
The number one signature dish, the most popular one, I must say, is a black cod with miso. This is a fish from Alaska. This has to be imported.
all the way from Alaska.
Yes. Because, you know, they come from a cold ocean. The fish is very tight, flaky. And this fish is very, very popular here. It's a number one Nobu restaurant worldwide. And they say Robert De Niro also likes this one.
Yes, Robert De Niro is one of the partners.
That's right, yes.
Do you know what happened? How did Robert De Niro invest in this business?
Yeah, Nobu-san had, before Nobu restaurant, he had his small restaurant called Matsuhisa in Los Angeles. And that was just his own restaurant. No partner was involved. And being in Los Angeles, there are lots of quite famous people there and all that.
Yeah.
And Robert De Niro was one of the customers and who goes to his restaurant and he liked the food. And, hey, Nobu, let's open the restaurant together. And Nobu's like, no. I'm happy with this, my restaurant. I tried open my restaurants before. You know, it didn't go well some of the time. So, no, I'm happy with where I am. So every time Robert De Niro comes, hey, when can we open the restaurant? Let's do the business together. But after 4 years of trying, they have decided to open a restaurant called Nobu in New York. That was 1994.
And then you work in London in 99?
Yeah, 98, 99, yes.
Wow, so it was pretty new back then when you joined Nobu.
Yes, I was one of the new staff. And yes, a long time ago.
So Nobu has been around for 2 years. I think a lot of time when they say if your restaurant lasts more than a year, it's actually quite a milestone.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So how do you keep the constant crowd into your restaurants?
Okay. And we are very fortunate to have regular customers, regular diners here, local regular diners also, but also people who travel around know about Nobu. And then I come to KL. Oh, there's Nobu in KL. Then I come also. And that's, you know, we're very fortunate for that. And but also Nobu Kuala Lumpur particular, we have a very big versatile space.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the regular dining spaces, we have a special event space. We call it the Sky View 1 room, Sky View 2 room. Also, there's a lounge area called Nobu Club Lounge. On the weekend, we can accommodate customers just for have a drink, nice quiet cocktails, whiskey, red wine, whatever. But also, we have the event space that can accommodate up to 60, 70 packs.
Okay, so basically, it's sort of event space. People can rent a space and then use Nobu
absolutely.
Services.
Yeah, we can have dinner. Sit-down dinner or canapes, receptions.
And do you know if Nobu is looking to explore other opportunities to expand to more countries?
Right now, I don't think there's particular any solid plans yet, but I know Nobu Corporate is always open for opportunities. So I hear somebody's trying, you know, wants to open in Indonesia, Jakarta. So, but nothing solid yet.
Yeah. I guess also at the end of the day, it comes back to the partnership between
the local trust relationship.
Now, if there's three things that you think is what made Noble sustainable, that other entrepreneurs or business owners can learn from, and what would that three be?
Noble is unique in a sense that we're not just a high-end restaurant. Yes, food are not cheap at all, because Noble-san likes to provide the best quality. Yet, our service is very friendly and warm. And it's not about... our staff is engaged with the customers more than other restaurants. It's all about, we believe it's about education. You know, anybody can go to a Japanese restaurant, have a chicken teriyaki or tempura, but Noble restaurant is not just all about that. And our waiters are well-trained to talk through the menu, how to enjoy the dinner, and that's something very unique. And our staff is well involved in a fun dining experience. Mm-hmm. So that's something I believe is different from other restaurants.
That's all we have for today. You've been listening to I, Sunaga, General Manager at Nobu Kuala Lumpur. And I'm Angeline Tay. Thank you for listening. This is Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.